want us to use this one still? Or the other one? Okay. All right, so I'm just going to share a couple of stories that I was able to be part of in the first week of our superhero play dates. So I had an injury at the beginning of the summer, which prevented me from being like the typical active run-around kind of Coonrad, playing the sports kind of thing. So I found myself often playing with the blocks and doing some crafting, which I usually don't do. So, but this was an incredible opportunity to actually just be part of something different. And in this particular story, involves some children that were part of a daycare. And so there was several daycares that would make Mill Lake part of their regular morning routine. And so we got to interact with them on a regular basis. And there was these two, there's a set of twins. And the girl I interacted most with, her name was Mila. And they were playing blocks, and I just joined them, sat down on the ground with them, and we're just building towers and making stacks, and we just started talking. And I said, well, we can get our faces, you can get your faces painted in just a moment if you want, because all the kids were lining up and wanting their faces painted. And they said, well, no, we don't really need that because my aunt is an incredible face painter, and she lives in our basement suite. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Yeah, because we're not together with our dad anymore because my mom and my dad are fighting now all the time. And so it's not good for us to live with our dad right now. And this is what we would call a disclosure. And they both start talking about what's going on. In the process, the daycare worker is kind of hovering and she's probably a little bit uneasy with the disclosure that's going on, but she's watching how I handle the disclosure. And so, you know, I reminded her that God loves them, these two little beautiful kids. God loves their mom and dad. And God is going to continue working on the problems that their mom and dad have. But God is also blessing these kids. And one of the ways that he's blessing these kids is that he's providing a safe place for them to live with their aunt. And they also disclose that their oma or their grandma and grandpa lived two houses down. And that they're feeling just like protected by family around them. And that was one of God's blessings. And just encouraging these two little ones. But it just dawned on me how children in the context of play feel so at ease and so natural that they can just talk about some of the real stuff that's going on in their life. And what an opportunity for us to just speak truth and love and encouragement and empowerment into their life. And that was just an awesome encounter. Later on, when the kids had moved on to something else, the daycare worker came to me and said, I didn't know how that disclosure would go, so I wanted to be there, but thank you for helping me to see that there is more that I can process with them as well. So that was just, that's just a God moment in there, and my prayer at the end of that day was that that God would continue to just bless these kids and work maybe a miracle in their family reconciliation. But thankful that he was providing a safe place for them. The second story I want to share is the story of Hamid. Hamid is a 9-year-old boy that that my son and I connected with a number of months ago, last spring. Ezra loves soccer, and so do I, so we kicked the ball around at Mill Lake or at Centennial Park Elementary School, and we ran into Hamid and his brothers. His brothers' names are Muhammad and Kareem. And their cousins we actually know as well and have been invited to AIA last year. And so soccer is like, they speak Arabic, they don't speak a lot of English, so soccer becomes our language, the international language of soccer and culture and lore and all those things, which is wonderful. But we've lost kind of touch because their family kind of like over the fall and winter kind of like hunkered down in their home. Getting used to their first Canadian fall and winter. And then, so this was an opportunity for us to invite these neighborhood boys to superhero play time at Mill Lake. And Hamid was the only boy that was able to come because the other kids were in community programs the first Monday and the Wednesday, but they came on the Friday. And they just love any of the attachment connection that we provide for them. These kids that come through the immigration programs, they are just so willing to share their life and to connect with people. And these park days were just an opportunity for Ezra and I to just reconnect with them. And you know, we had conversations about their religion, Islam, and the can't remember the holiday that they were celebrating last Monday. And they were telling us about it. And we were then telling us about, you know, some of our traditions and our faith. There was this one fun moment because Cordell, right there, special friend of ours, was helping us at the, he's an incredible face painter. And so he was painting faces, and Hamid wanted his face painted as well. So we got it like this. Cordell painted this incredible tiger face for Hamid. But Hamid, you know, by the time it was done and the waiting was done, he realized he had to go home and knew that his mom probably wouldn't be too happy with him having his paint on his face, right? Like, might be a cultural thing. So he freaked out knowing that he had to go home in a couple minutes. And so it was literally like 8-9 minutes after Cordell had finished this incredible work, went over to the spray park and just washed it completely off so that he wouldn't get in trouble. And like, what do you do, right? I mean, it felt bad for Cordell. I mean, you just did an incredible job, so good on you, awesome. But you know, we met this kid right there in his tension. And you know, to his credit, he came back the next day and went to Cordell right away and had Batman painted on his face and washed that off too. But he had a longer time of having Batman on his face. But there was an opportunity even there to present like what leads us in our faith, because Hamid was like, he felt bad, Cordell, he did feel bad about washing it off, but he didn't want to offend his parents, right? And so we had an opportunity to talk, Ezra and I. Well, Ezra said, well, I have to obey my parents too. And I was like, good, nice, son. See that a little more. No, but then we just talked about, that's one of the Ten Commandments, right? Honoring our father and mother. And we praised him for, you know, thinking like that, although it put him in this awkward situation. So maybe, Cordell, you didn't want to hear that, but thanks. Like, those are just the ways that we get to present our faith and what leads and guides and transforms our lives to these kids. And when you play with these kids, oh, the gospel world just opens up. It was awesome. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Kiyo Massa, and I'm the favorite intern out of all. Just kidding. Not really. First of all, I want to thank you again for the support. Thank you for providing with the money to hire interns and to run the summer outreach. This wouldn't happen without you. I've been thinking about highlights about the internship, and it's hard to just focus on a few. At first, the opportunity of taking the internship position came. I didn't want to take it because I knew that it was going to be a job that was going to push me out of my comfort zone, especially because I knew that for the first time we were going to run this summer outreach. I had so much fear about being in leadership and talking to people outside our church community, but the Lord was so clear with the timing that he presented the opportunity to me. I was scared and nervous about taking this job, but I took the chance. And one thing I can clearly say is that the Lord was present in the Avasor Parks this summer. I didn't know what to expect about the summer outreach before starting it. So many questions came into my head, like, is this gonna work? Are people gonna come? What are we not just doing VBS? But then I laid down all my fears in God's hands. Just after the first day at one of the parks, I was able to see how much people are in need of community in a safe place to talk. But at the same time, I was able to see how people are quick to reject anything that has to do with Christianity or a religion. I was able to see people who had a lot of walls built up where they didn't even want to talk to us. As soon as we said hello, they said, I know what you guys are doing and I don't want to do anything with it. But we just listened, and after we explained to them that the only thing we were offering was an event so their children could join and we could have community time, people were surprised and said, nobody has ever came to me without a personal agenda and just offer community time. And other comments like, you guys are the first people that had ever done this, and so people even apologize for being defensive. Another good highlight that I had is one of the kids that came to play with us, he was a Down syndrome child, and he really wanted to paint someone's face And it's like, everybody's like, oh, like, no, I don't really want to, but I let him do mine. His face was so intense when he was doing it. He was like an artist, like, and I was like, oh, wow, this kid. And he really took it seriously. And at the end, he said, perfect. And like, he showed me with the mirror, look. And that was really funny. But yeah, the caregiver was so thankful for letting him do that in my face. And she took pictures of me and Cordell's faces because he painted both of our faces. But the thing here is that after 2 days, we were walking in the parking lot. And I saw the same kid, Felix, with his mom, which we didn't meet her before. And she came and said, thank you so much for what you did with my son. I saw the pictures, and he was so happy when he was showing it to me. And she kept talking to us, thanking us, sorry. What really stood up to me is that the mom didn't meet us before, but she recognized us by the pictures and the good moment we had with our son. Moments like these were made our whole summer outreach worth it. Lots of people came to say thank you for doing this and asked if we were coming back next year. People left with a new perspective of Christianity. The summer outreach allowed me to see that being open-minded, positive, and a good listener, and just having that natural connection with someone outside your community allows God to transform lives. Seeds were planted and the Holy Spirit is moving. So we need to take this summer outreach and make it part of our everyday lives, at work, at school, at the parks, everywhere we go. And I want to thank Cindy for being such a great mentor to us. She's one of the most passionate and positive people I have ever met. And working next to her was such an amazing blessing for me. I was able to see closely her passion for God and his people, her welcoming and joyful presence, and her strong faith, and how fearless she was when it came down to sharing God's love outside our community church. I learned so much from her and all the staff in the church that were so supportive. So thank you so much to all of you that believed in us. I'm leaving this internship with a new perspective and with such hunger to share God's love with our community.
Good morning. My name is James Vanderquack, and I had the privilege of being one of the summer interns here at church this summer. Working here at the church this summer gave me an amazing opportunity to stretch and grow in my spirituality and my faith. We started this summer with goals and ways to better strengthen the kingdom of God. This summer, God gave us many opportunities to give back to the community, especially in the children's ministry. Several ways that we were able to do this included our summer outreach program, painting and refurbishing the new Kids Church clubhouse, and painting the Little Lights rooms, where I was able to find out that I lack all skill when it comes to painting. I was so bad that up to the point where I would just finish a wall and I thought I did a great job, Karen and Carly would come right behind me and just redo the whole thing. One of the many things we wanted to accomplish this summer was to build new relationships, not just here at New Life Church, but throughout the whole community of Abbotsford. The staff at New Life Church all came together and with thorough planning and organizing, put together our summer outreach program that we have been running these past 2 weeks. The summer outreach program was a way to expand our relationships with families further than just our church. We planned it so that we could not only have a welcoming activity for kids in Abbotsford, but so that families from our church could build new relationships with other families at the parks as well. As the first day of our summer outreach program came up, we were all nervous and excited, but mostly nervous. What if no one showed up? What if we weren't able to connect with the families that did show up? All these questions were in the back of my mind as we headed into our first day. We showed up at Mill Lake at 9 a.m. and unpacked all our gear and started to set up. There weren't many families that came in to stop by, and all my doubts started to come back. But not long after waiting for people to come see what we were doing, a daycare wearing all pink shirts came to where we were set up, and it was like a switch had been flicked. Not long ago, there had been no one stopping in to see what we were doing, and then there were suddenly up to 10 kids playing, doing crafts, and getting their faces painted. They stayed all morning, and more kids had started to take notice of the activities and sports we were putting on. By the afternoon, all doubts about whether our program would be successful had left, and as I looked around, I saw dozens of kids running around and enjoying what we were doing. There were also many parents from our church talking and building relationships with parents of the children that we were playing with. After the first day, our summer program had come to an end, and it had seemed as if all of our anxieties and nerves were gone. As the week continued, it seemed like every day was more successful than the last. Each day, we met new people with different stories who were timid to talk to us at first, but by the end of the day, a seed had been planted, and they agreed to come back for the rest of the week with their kids. These 2 weeks of our summer outreach program was planned to impact the people and kids that we met, but by the end of the 2 weeks, they had had a bigger impact on me than I had on them. They stretched me and helped me grow in my faith, just through hanging out with them, talking with them, and getting to hear their stories. The summer outreach and this whole summer was a huge success and a great experience for me. The summer outreach was better than we had hoped, but it couldn't have been successful if it wasn't for our great New Life community that we have here. Thank you, volunteers, for providing your time and to make snacks and come to the parks during our outreach. The summer program wouldn't have been made possible if it wasn't for the great families that belong to New Life Church community. Your time and generosity in funding the money for our New Life to have summer internships is greatly appreciated, and I would like to thank everyone who was able to come to our summer outreach program. Lastly, I would like to thank Cindy. She was an amazing mentor this summer, and she was able to help me by walking alongside me in my faith. The time and the heart that she has for the kids of New Life and the community of Abbotsford is incredible, and the summer outreach would not have been possible if it wasn't for her. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm really nervous being up here, but that's okay. My name is Carly Wienman, and I was also one of the summer interns this summer. I've been so extremely blessed by this internship and the opportunity to get to know the church in a different light. I was super nervous when I had applied for the job just because I had never done anything like it, and I assumed I had to be an extreme extrovert that wanted to evangelize on the streets in order to help coordinate and run an outreach program. But look at that, they hired two introverts and someone who's ESL. When they told me I had to get up here and tell a highlight, a story, or a lesson that stood out to me this summer, I didn't know what to do. I felt like I couldn't pick one just because the summer was so jam-packed, full of highlights, lessons, and stories. About 2 weeks into the internship, I had a realization that I got to get up, go to work, and get paid to just love people, build community, learn about God, read the Bible, be ministered to by Cindy and all the amazing staff at New Life Church. This job truly has taught me so much about myself, the way the church works, and about God. We've learned a lot about ourselves and about each other, maybe even a little too much. Whether it be through designing and painting the downstairs, planning and organizing different events, cleaning toys, going on our famous intern field trips, or just sitting at lunch with Cindy watching the most random YouTube videos. We've learned that we need to be flexible when things don't go the way we want, to put ourselves out there even though it might be super scary, and most importantly, that God knows what he's doing and he has a plan. Planning an outreach program that has never been done can be super daunting because we have nothing to base it on and have no idea if it's going to be a success. Thankfully, God knew what we needed and placed families and kids at each park that allowed us to be a light to them. Not only did we build community with local families at the parks, we also grew very close as a team. There's a reason we all call Cindy Mom, even if it does embarrass her when we yell it across grocery stores, but because we felt like a family. Us interns really bonded as a team, and I believe that's a part of the reason that this outreach was such a success. Because we encouraged each other, helped each other, and made work fun for each other, this summer internship has also reminded me that outreach isn't something that is done in other countries, but is something that should be done wherever you go. And that even if it seems like you're not doing something super important, like coloring, playing hopscotch, or pushing someone on the swings, you're building God's community by showing the kids the love of God. We're just there to play with them, laugh with them, and be present with them. This truly has been the best summer of my life, and I am going to miss seeing everyone every day. So I just wanted to thank the congregation for providing the funds and believing in the vision, and also to thank all the staff at New Life for believing in us as interns and seeing our potential and pushing us outside our comfort zones in order to make this summer outreach a success. And lastly, we just want to give Cindy a super special thanks for being such an amazing mentor or mom to us this summer. And we just have a little gift for you to show our appreciation and all the hard work you've invested into us and the outreach program.
Hi, I'm Yolanda, and I'm a member of this congregation. Is that really loud or not? Doing the same thing Cindy did. And my family goes here too, and the interns and Cindy and Kuhn all challenged us this summer to come out and join the VBS program and play. But to tell you the truth, I'm not that great at playing, but I have a kid who has a superpower of play, so I enlisted her help. Leah came with me. And some people have said I have the gift of the gab, so I figured I could do the talking to the parents. That wouldn't be too hard. And talk they did. People, like the interns and the music and the toys and the games, it was just magnetic when I went. It was just people were flocking towards the tent, and all the moms sat down and wanted to talk, and the grandmas too. I was learning about kids' medical conditions, their family problems. People just kept talking and talking and talking. I guess the one conversation I want to tell you about today was a grandma who came with her two grandkids. And I think I talked the longest to her, probably about an hour one afternoon. What I didn't do, which is kind of what I always think is a marker for these kinds of things, is I didn't tell them that tell her that Jesus Christ was my Lord and Savior. And I didn't pray with her. But when I reflected on it, what I did do was I listened to her share her story. And I was able to see the love she had for her daughter, who was a single mom, and the empathy she had for her daughter, who was a single mom, because she was also a single mom. And her daughter was working in Surrey for 12 hours a day to support her two kids, and the grandma was taking care of the kids for her daughter. And I was able to remind that grandma that she was just what a blessing she was to her daughter, and how in this society, in this community, families tend to fall apart, and she was an integral part of keeping that family together. So that was just really encouraging for her, but also encouraging for me to hear the love she had for her family and the sacrifices she was willing to take. She moved from Vancouver to Abbotsford in order to do that. So she was feeling a little lost in Abbotsford. She didn't have a lot of connections with people. And she's looking forward to the fall, she shared with me, because her youngest granddaughter is in kindergarten, going to kindergarten, so she'll have some free time during the day. So she's really hoping to make connections with people her own age, as well as maybe volunteer and make Abbotsford a better place to be. So at that point, I was able to challenge her to maybe go to a church in our community, because that's a really great place to make connections with people your own age, and they also have lots of volunteer opportunities. And that's where our conversation pretty much ended. They were packing up for kids camp, and she had to go on her way, and so did I. And she was really thankful for the time shared and disappointed that she couldn't meet up with VBS again because of other plans she had. And somehow I felt also uplifted and encouraged by our conversation. It was kind of like a little bit of God's love was spread back and forth between the two of us. So, yeah, that's my story.
I'm not going to be Karen right now. I'm going to represent Nicole Massa, and I'm going to read her story. Okay. I felt so excited and blessed to be able to participate in New Life Spark Outreach. Seeing the staff and interns of our church playing games, coloring, and conversing with our community was amazing. I was so surprised at the openness and friendliness of most of the people we were able to chat with at the park. People thanked the interns and volunteers over and over again for the free face painting, the endless bubbles, and for playing soccer with the kids. I was able to chat with one mom in particular, and we exchanged numbers and planned to meet for a hair appointment the following Saturday. I didn't meet her, and she thanked me again for our church going to the park and how amazing it was that our church came out to Mill Lake to play with the kids. She then told me how she had been raised going to Sunday school but had decided to not attend church as an adult. I felt like meeting her that day in the park was so orchestrated by God. Of course it was. We talked more about church and family, what she felt about religion, and how she viewed God. I feel like our church group being at the park on that day warmed her heart to be open to talking about God. She really truly saw Christians in a different light from how she grew up. Another person I was able to connect with at the Masque Park, I went up to a game. Sorry. A little grammar mistake in here. I went up to a guy with his young son to invite them over to play with the bubbles, and somehow we got into the topic of his wife's miscarriages, his loss, and how they were considering adoption. I seriously have no idea how we started chatting about it, but I felt his sadness and also his weariness about adopting. I was able to share that our family is also an adoptive family and how amazing and blessed we are by having our kids. He shared how it hurts his heart that children have to wait for families, and his wife and him needed to chat further about it. He did stop by the bubble station with his son and then went on his way. I got a teeny tiny glimpse into his life and truly hope he was encouraged that day by our interns and Cindy. We all met lots of people, and over again, I heard people asking why we were at the park, what group we were a part of, where was our church located, and then thank us. Over and over again, people thanked us. It seriously touched our community. It transformed how people saw Christians. It started the process of reforming the relationship between believers and our world. This outreach was blessed and was a blessing.
So you're all wondering how in the world I fit into this picture, because it was certainly a positive, we've heard a lot of positive things, and I have to admit that Bob and I, with a few of our friends, have said, okay, so what do you think of New Life's new BBS approach? And we're all kind of thinking, like, go play in the park? Like, how do they think this is going to do anything? And that's basically where the conversation was. And then we have our two grandkids are very rambunctious on a very hot, smoky day. What in the world are we going to do with these kids all day? And I said, I think we should go check out what they're doing at Mill Lake with New Life. So away we went, and kids jumped out. And Ellie says to me, Grandma, like, what's all the people doing over there? And I says, I think that's our church. I says, let's go check it out. So we went over there, and of course, they just dive right in. Like was mentioned, kids don't have any inhibitions about meeting new people. They just dove right into the whole situation, and Bob and I are kind of standing around there like old people. And to tell you the truth, I would feel much more comfortable talking to a stranger if they were coming to me in labor pain. I could then have something to, you know, I could definitely talk to them then. But anyways, I sort of sidled up to where Ellie was coloring, and there was a lady standing there, and I said, so you have a grandchild here? And she said, yeah, this is my grandson. And so, of course, you know, we started talking. I thought, okay, let's just talk. And her name was Susanna, and she just moved here 2 weeks ago from North Vancouver. She lost a business because of she injured both her knees, and she was had two curves businesses. So we start chatting about curves, and then we start chatting about other things. She says, what are these people with all the blue shirts? I says, oh, they belong to the church that I go to. It's New Life Church. She says, oh. She says, well, she says, I just really want to meet people, and that's why I come here every day with my grandson. I just really want to meet here people because I'm just new to Abbotsford. I don't know anybody here. So she says, does your church, I don't believe in religion. I believe in God, but I don't believe in religion. Does your church let people come to church that don't have any religion? And I said, I think it might just be the place for you. So anyways, it was, you know, it was a great conversation, and we had a really good good time connecting. And what I learned from this, as some of the interns says, you learn a lot more by doing this. I learned that, first of all, don't prejudge a new concept that our church brings forward. And secondly, people want to connect. People want to talk. And it doesn't take much of just making yourself available for people to talk to. So really encourage you to encourage those that were in this program. They did a great job. Cindy was amazing. I sicked her on Susanna afterwards and said, give her the information. I think that's what she did, and it was an hour well spent. So we killed two birds with one stone because we wore out some grandkids and we checked out New Life's program. So.
Wow. We really did have a great time. We had so much fun. We met so many people. And there was just so many stories. You've heard several small ones this morning. But I want to encourage you, get to know people. Get to know the people around you. During the course of our day, we would notice new families coming up, and we'd go in clusters of maybe one or two, not just a whole swarm. Hey, do you want to come join us? It gets a little bit overwhelming. But Karen and I, we were having a little time after our lunch break, and we walked over and saw a mom who was just sitting by herself on a bench watching her daughter play. And we learned our lesson that you just don't go up to people and say, come and join us. We need to make sure that nobody's already spoken to them. So we had one daycare lady's like, people already invited us. We'll come when we're ready. Okay, sorry. But we learned our new approach was, has anybody in one of these shirts come and talk to you? And normally it's like, oh, no, or yeah. Oh, thank you for the invite. But the one lady that we went and spoke to, we saw her sitting there watching her daughter, and we said, has anybody with one of these shirts come and spoke to you? Instantly, I don't want your religion. I don't want your God. I don't want you to bother me, and I don't want to buy your shirt. We're like, okay. We're so sorry to bother you. We don't want to, but we just want to let you know that we're not trying to give you our religion. We just want to let you know that we're doing a community event. We just want to get to know the people around us. Be a part of the diversity that Abbotsford is. And then you kind of saw the wall went down. And you caught to see the, I'm so sorry, she said. I'm so sorry that people come up to me all the time and they're just in your face and I've given them a half an hour of my time, just them talking, and I have my religion and they don't respect that. So, and I said, you know, I'm so sorry that that's happened to you. You know, we really do. We just want to be a good neighbor. And then we told her, this is what we have. If you'd like to join us, we're happy to have you. We just want to get to know you. And she instantly changed her attitude. She was happy. She called her daughter over. She's like, do you want to go join them? She came and joined us. And then something even more amazing happened. She sat with me for 3 hours, pouring her heart out. For 3 hours, she talked to me about them migrating from Spain here, and she calls herself the starving generation, that when they came here, they have nothing but the clothing that they came with, a spoon and a pillow, and they want better for her daughter. She was an only child. She left her family in Spain, her mom and dad there, and they're trying to do this new life here. They've been here for 5 years now, and for the last 5 years, it's been living on edge whether or not they get to stay in Canada for another year. They were just here on work visas. This last year, they became permanent residents, and that weight was just lifted, that they were able to feel like they're home. And she shared with us their struggles to having more children. She shared her struggles with community. She opened up about her religion. She is from Christian Orthodox. She goes to church twice a year. And the church, for her, she only goes there twice a year. Number one, she doesn't want to go to church because of poor attitudes. She does not want to be a part of gossip. And she's seen that too many times. And she doesn't want to go to church where she does because she has to buy everything. She said, I go to church and I have to buy the candles. I have to buy the communion. And she doesn't feel like that's what church is about. We sat a little while longer. We shared recipes. I got a great recipe for gazpacho. Super excited. But we talked about the picnic in the park. And we invited her to join us. That she's like, you guys eat together? I'm like, yeah, we want to be community together. We want to get to know each other and do life together. And it's more than just having the Lord here. It's having the Lord together as a group to uplift each other. She's the only person in this country. To know that you could be a family of God, to have that support is immense. Anyways, our time was amazing. She loves the Lord, and it's very, very evident. She's going to, I'm not going to tell you her name because I don't want her to be like bombarded at the church picnic when she does come, but I hope that we can just love on the people that do show up. I want to challenge you with two things. If the Lord calls us by name, and we are supposed to be a mirror image, a clear reflection of who Christ is, then I want you to get to know your neighbor's names. When you get to know your neighbor's names, it means that I care. And if you're going to represent the Lord, it means that He cares. So evangelism, this is number two. Evangelism and discipleship does not have to be a difficult thing. Evangelism and discipleship is just sitting with your neighbors, sitting at a park, and just opening up your heart, opening up your ears, and having that conversation. I want to thank you all for supporting us and believing in this vision, and I pray that you've got a glimpse of this and you can jump on board with us over the next year, and hopefully we can do this again next year. Some people said to us, so what's your dates for next year? And if you set this up so that you do this every year, the city of Abbotsford is going to know you're the church that does this. So, thank you.
It's time to wrap this up. And so it's a poor choice to call the preaching pastor up to wrap it up. Awesome stories, isn't it? Amen? Yeah, it's amazing. Something that God's been placing on my heart when I was at the park as well, and then just in general thinking about these kinds of things. And then it came to light when I was reflecting on Matthew chapter 5. The utter contrast. Matthew chapter 5 is where Matthew talks about Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, where he begins with the Beatitudes. And I want you to hear it this way, where Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit. And we say, I know, man, my heart's just not right there. And so, you know, yeah, I'm just feeling down. And there's no chance of me sharing the gospel with anybody. And then Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn. And we say, yeah, I know. I have so many troubles of my own. Why should I talk to someone else about Jesus? And then Jesus says, blessed are those who are meek. And we say, yeah, I know. I'm, I'm too shy. I don't want to go to the park. And then it says, and then Jesus says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. And then I say, yeah, God, let me just be in my study. I'm just going to read the Bible and prepare for next week's sermon. And Jesus goes on. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you. And we say, yeah, I don't want to put myself in front of that. But then hear these words. Immediately after that, Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the Abbotsford community. If the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. Abbotsford is built on a hill, and it cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the town. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Would you stand? We're sending you out this morning. We're sending you out to be salt. We're sending you out to be light in the Abbotsford community, wherever you are, however you live, with whatever you are occupied with. Be salt, be light, and give glory to our Heavenly Father. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You're dismissed. We're well over time. So have a great day. Bless you.